We're celebrating Minor County 4-H Achievement Days here at the 4-H Grounds in Howard, and I'm joined this time around by Ellie Connor of the Hendon Future Farmers 4-H Club. This is her first year in 4-H. Ellie, thank you for visiting with us today. Tell us about what you have for us at Achievement Days.
Projects and pigs and cattle.
So you have quite a bit of everything here. What are some of the indoor projects that you've done this year?
Paintings and woodwork and kind of everything, just a little bit of everything, and baking too.
Oh, really? So what did you bake?
Chocolate chip cookies and a chocolate sheet cake.
Where'd you get the recipes?
My Grandma Joni's recipe book.
What is your favorite item to bake?
Probably her cookies.
I can see why. Those are absolutely wonderful. Tell us about some of the arts and crafts that you did.
Some of them I just did in art class, and some of them I did here when we have our projects. When we have our meetings and stuff. So
I understand you're going to be showing some livestock, and you're going to be showing some hogs. Tell us about getting them ready for the show.
Sometimes it can be a real hustle because my pig runs around all the time. So if you want to get him into the wash rack, do it as quickly as possible.
And how long does it take to wash them?
Maybe like 5 minutes.
And then, of course, keeping them clean is a bit tough too, isn't it?
Yeah, because they always want to get into their slop and stuff.
So how do you get them ready for the show ring?
You gotta put some special conditioner on, and you gotta brush them.
And how about getting them to behave for you? How do you go about that?
Sometimes, if you want to get a pig in shocks, you have to like spray them in the face with water, and that will help.
And you're also showing some cattle too?
Yeah.
And how do you get them ready for showing?
You gotta get them all brushed off and washed, and then you gotta dry them and clip them and put clean sheen and all a bunch of stuff on them.
You are quite busy for a first year 4-H'er. Looking down the road maybe a couple of years, are there any other types of projects you're thinking about trying?
Cats, dogs, and goats.
Sounds like quite a combination, to say the least. Ellie, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask you about your 4-H experience, in other words, why should they join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Because it's fun. You get to do a lot of projects, and you get to work with animals, and I always think that's so amazing, to learn what animals need for show and everything, just to get them ready. And working with them is fun, too.
Ellie Connor of the Hendon Future Farmers 4-H Club, thank you for visiting with us here at Achievement Days, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Ellie Connor, the Hendon Future Farmers of 4-H Club, here at Minor County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.